with his friends. We are continuing the shir on the topic of the judgment of Eichmann Yimach Shimon Halacha. We spoke about the Goel Hadam, about how it's a chiyuv to make sure that this person's, that the blood of the victim is avenged. And now we will continue Cain said after he killed Hevel, V'hakol motzi hargeni, anybody who finds me is going to kill me, because if somebody's a rotzeach b'mezid, he has no more schus to live. He was mafkia himself, he removed himself from the protection of general society, and it's an open pasuk that even the mikdash doesn't help. He kills his friend with cunning, taken from the mizbech. Even the mikdash isn't an ir miklat. The Chiddush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, explained beautifully the meaning of the ir miklat, that when a person kills, even if it's only b'shogeg, he has no place in the world. There's no kapara for a person who killed by midbar lamed hey lamed gimel unless his blood is spilled. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanas on our tzeach b'shogeg, that he knows that he has no place. And therefore, Barov Rachma v'chasadav, he made a place for him. V'samti l'cham makom asher yanus sham, he gave him a place. This is brought by the Heiligas Vasemis, the grandson of the Chiddush HaRim in Parshas Maaseh. That's the place that Hashem gave him. V'barov Rachma v'chasadav. However, Otzeach b'mezid really has no place. And therefore, there's a right to the Goel Hadam to kill him. And as we saw in the previous year, even if someone else does it, he's not chayiv. The Goel Hadam, we saw an opinion more that it's a mitzvah. And the Maharam Mirzenburg, one of the earlier Ashposkim in Germany, in his Shut Maharivayel, says that a Rotzeach B'mezid who was killed by the Goel Hadam, Gavra Ketila Katlo Vein Lo Damim, he's a Gavra Ketila, he's a dead man. So how can a dead man be protected? That's what Eichmann was, running away to a foreign country. He wanted to be protected, so that's the whole thrust of what we're saying. There's no protection for murderers like that. Murderers b'mezid, it doesn't matter where he is. Seicher l'davar, that there's no person can't run away to a different country. You find in the Maseches Makos and Yudbeis Amud Aleph, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, Samach Gimel Aleph, Mize ba me Edom Chomutz begadim ibatzra. Who's this talking about? It's talking about the one who's Goel Daman Shel Yisrael, who's avenging the blood of the Jewish people, and his clothing is all red. Because he killed the Sar Shel Edom in Batsra, and the Shetach of Edom. So you see that running away to a country and trying to take a refuge is not an answer. Person's Ritzach B'mezid, he has to be judged accordingly. Adarabba, when he runs away to that country has to find him and bring him to judgment. So we see in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, why are all the people in Shechem chayiv misa? Why did they judge him?
This
The Savior has come up in Har Zion to judge the mountain of Esav. That's it. The person is guilty. They have to pay the price. Some people say maybe it's Dina de Machusedina. If they want to give, let him take refuge in their country. So the Rashbam says in Bava Basra and Dalet Amud Beis, Shekol b'nei ha-malchus mekam aleim ratzon v'chukei ha-melech u'mishpato. That pshat in Dina de Machus is that all the people of the kingdom accept upon themselves from their will the laws of the king and his judgments. So from this, Rav Rabinowitz in the Sefer Ayin Yehuda on page 212 says, Hashem Yinkom Damo, one of the Gedolei HaRabbanim in Lithuania, says, V'chazinan mizeh, Shedina de Machus Adina, who rak bedover sheish levne medina ba'atzma reshus v'shilton lasas kirtzon, or v'odover shechoser gamehem ha'koch v'ashilton. U'mishul le'koyachem alasas b'zeh kirtzonam, mayuchol lehoil dina de Machusa, keichef shel yos kiyeh, He says that Dina de Machusa is only something that the people of the country themselves have power over. But if they don't have the power, how can Dina de Machusa help? Because they're makabel meratzon lechukei ha-melech u'mishpato, but if they don't have the power themselves, how can they give it over to the king? So therefore, in this case, when they're trying to hide Eichmann, Yemach Shemo, Dina de Machus is not going to help. Because they have no legal right to give rights to a murderer. They have to have the right. The people have to give them the right, but here they have no right in the first place. Because Adarabba, when he's in their country, they have to bring him to judgment. That's their obligation. So, no country who's hiding in Argentina has the right to hide him. Dina de Machus is not chal. Adarabba, their job is to bring him to judgment. The primary argument of that the murderers used, the poshei milchama, those who committed the war crimes, is that they were just following orders, and therefore they're not responsible. This claim has no basis, since when someone does an aveira, he's responsible. Even if he was told by the king, a person shouldn't listen to the king. Sanhedrin mem tes amar aleph. So it's any dvar avera, but certainly murder. A person has to die before he kills somebody else. And even b'nei Noach, who aren't mitzuv al kiddush Hashem, Sanhedrin ayin dalet amud beis, Yerushalmi shviz perik dalet alecha beis. That's only other averas. But limsor nafshan al shvichus damim, but not to give their lives over before they kill, that even that they were commanded to do. It says in the Mishnah Melech in his Sefer Parshas Drachim and Drusheni, Dadam Rina de Ben Noach and Amitzuv al Kiddush Hashem Hainu Dafka Bavodah Zar V'Gilei Arayis. It's only Avodah Zar and Gilei Arayis that he doesn't have to die al Kiddush Hashem, that he can do if in order to save his life. Because there you have a pasuk for a Jew that he has to die al Kiddush Hashem rather than do Avodah Zar and Gilei Arayis. So Ben Noach doesn't have a pasuk, so Mimela, he doesn't have to dial Kiddush Hashem to avoid Avodah Zarah and Gilei Arayis. But says the Parshas Drachim, Shvichus Damim, which is not derived from a pasuk, it's from a svara. My chazis de damad idachsum mktvadin. Now your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. Psachim chafayam and beis. Mechi tesi. There's a chiluk between a Jew and a Ben Noach. Also Ben Noach has to die. And if he was shofich damim, and he's chayv mises beisin, according to the Kli Chemdin Dvarim, page 157. And even if he claims he's shogeg karav lemezit, he knows it's usher to kill. And he's guilty, the Rambam, Perek Yud, Mehilchos Melachim, Halacha Aleph. And if someone says, as some people claim, no, he didn't do it himself, with his own hands. Other people did it. And ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So, there's no shliach for dvar aveira, which means that the mishalech, the sender, is not responsible for the actions of the one who is sent. What about that claim, that taina? So we learn in Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Lamed Daled, Miadi Shachiv, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kulam, Vilchos Bnei Noach, Al Yidei Shliach, Shenemar Shofich Domo Odom Beodom, Domo Yishofich. That all of the Vilchos Bnei Noach are through a Shliach. It says a person spills blood of a man by a man, through a man, his blood is spilled. The Marash Yafe, in his commentary to the Medrash, says, "I de shliach shaharik chaveru de acher de b'dinei so mishlech potter shen shliach dvar veira, rak shedino masur l'shamayim, ava b'nei noyach horigim oisu beveizdin, ki chiyuvu shal ha-shliach eino mishachver es ha-shalech ma'achrayusa." That by a Jew, mishalech is potter en shliach dvar veira, dino masur l'shamayim. But b'nei noyach, who sends somebody else, shoyfech domo odom be'odom al yidei odom, domo yishofech, he's responsible. But l'chorah, this is shver. How can you hold the Ben Noach responsible when he sends someone to kill someone else? We know that the svara of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. You don't listen to the Talmud, you don't listen to a person, you listen to God. So this svara is valid also with regard to this svara is also valid with regard to a Ben Noach. So why are we mechayev a Ben Noach Misa when he killed Al Yidei Shlichus? So the Tashbitz writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Nun Vav that when the Shliach is muchzok, lav or aveira, zu, if the Shliach is assumed that he's going to be over on this aveira, it's not shaykh to say, ein Shliach l'dvar aveira, since the Mishalech knows very well that the Shliach is going to listen to him, and his Tashbitz is brought, and the Beis Yosef, Choshen Mishpat, Shin Peches, or Paskins the Ramon, Siv Tesvav. So since Bnei Noach are Muchzuk, certainly in this case, that they're going to do this Aveira, Vritzicha, Samimela, the Shalech is also going to be Chayiv. I don't know how that stems with the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Shalech is always Chayef. Unless you assume that all Bnei Noach are Chashad and all the Averas. I don't know. Well, on this Avera of Misa, meaning here we're talking about in the Medrash, we're talking about the Avera of Misa. Certainly in our instance, according to the Tashbitz and Paskin Halacha, if they're muchzuk la'aveira, then the sender is also chayiv. Tshuvas Maimonios at the end of Sefer Nezikin, Siman Yudal writes, "V'hani mili hasam, the karbel avadei shlo yaseh." So if a Jew says to his shliach, "Seva haragis hanefesh," karbel avadei is not going to do it. Yakum nearly divrei debari hazeka. He says, "But by goy, it's bari hazeka. It's going to happen." It's like sending fire with a cherishayt of a cotton. It's chayav even b'dinei adam. It's like he did it b'yadayim. Ki arelim smechim leit. So that's taka that Tshuvas Maimonides understands this medrash, that it's going to be. I don't know if he's talking about the medrash, but it stems with the medrash that it's assumed that the Ben Noach is samech, the Akum is samech leit. Ki arelim smechim leit. Kasher agilu b'chelkom shalal. It's a yanta for them to kill a Jew. So when they send, it has to be assumed that it's going to be done. The Sefer Teferet Tzion, Rav Yadler Zechrona Levracha, says that the reason a Ben Noach is chayav by Dei Shliach, the Acharei Shamishalech Yodea Benav Shishu Atzmo Chashel Shvichus Domim, Hagam Shu Mitzuval Zemei Hashem, Chayin It Shaychus Bo Ataina. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, the same svara we saw, that He knows, the Meshalech knows he's going to do it. So there's no Divrei Rava, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomen. So this is all if we learn the Fipashtis, the Gemara, that it's a Svara. But if we hold like the Ritva and Kiddushin, that it's Xeris HaKosuv, that ain't Shalich L'Dvar Aver is Xeris HaKosuv, so this Xeris HaKosuv is only by a Jew and not by a Ben Noach. So Mimela, this Taina doesn't work of ain't Shalich L'Dvar Aver. And so writes the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, Hechos Akam Uchukoseim, page Nenhe Amit Beis, Ulevat Shenimsa Ken Mefurish, Umilsa de Asi Mitzvara, Da Kaimala and Ain Shlichot Varvein, are the Nitin Torvin is Chacha Lach, it's only for Jews. Avo bebnei Noach, Kishem Shemuila Shlichos Var Heter, Kaimala and Shav, the Ain Shlichos Lako, Minul Didu Avu Shluchin. So for each other, Goyim are Shlichim, who are Din Daflu Dvar Veri, yes, Shlichot for Dvar Veri, there's also Shliach for Akum. We can add the reason there's a chiv on the sholech b'vnei Noach is because we have a klal gadol that gorim is not chayiv misas beis din, he's only chayiv misa l'shamayim. So v'med dvarim amurim is only talking about a Jew, like the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchot Tzusech halacha beis. But a ben Noach, it's halacha mufureshes that gorim is also chayiv ben Noach sharag nefesh, o shekafso v'nasno v'flei ari, o she'enichu b'ra bat shemeis ho v'heimis mikol makom ne'erak. So Ben Noach that killed caused him, the person, to die. Since he killed, he himself is killed. So we see that when a Jew is chayv misa l'shamayim, Ben Noach is chayv misa bidei adam. So when a person is a sholeach, he's a goreim. Says if he either he killed or shekafso v'nasna l'fnei ari or she'enicha b'ra v'ad shemeis. So in other words, he was the cause of his death. So sending somebody to kill him is also the cause of his death. And therefore, he's going to be Chayiv Mises Beis Din. And why didn't the Rambam bring Shliach? Why did the Rambam bring other examples of causation, of Kafsov Nasov Fnei Ari, put him before a lion, or he let him die? Because not Mefurish and Argamara like those cases. Maybe there are other reasons. Kopanim, that's the halacha, that when a, for the guy there would be, he was a, when they send a shliach to kill somebody else, so then the mishalech is also going to be responsible. By goyim, we judge based not on din Torah, but just on logic. So therefore a goyim shouldn't be pater mimisa, because you have to, din malchus is according to the security needs of society. We learn this from the general explanation given by the Meiri, Beis Havachiris, Sanhedrin and Zion, page Reish Chavav, V'chein chol kiyotze be'elu shechayav misa b'Yisrael, el she'en beis dimei misa nosan, v'vnei noach ne'aragim, sh'rei af b'Yisrael v'shem melech l'hargan. So if someone's chayav misa by Jews, but Beis Din doesn't carry it out, but by Bnei Noach we do carry it out. Because by a Jew, if he's Chayav Misa, and Beis Din doesn't have the right to carry it out, the king can do it. So it also makes sense that by a Ben Noach, they're going to be killed, because they don't have the special dinim of the Jews. So if a person's Chayav Misa, and even the king can kill him by a Jew, so then by a goy, he's also going to be chayiv misa. Why? Because you have to do what's best for the security of the country. Not only that, by a Jew, when it comes to ritzicha, sending it is like he's a ritzach himself, a socher ha-horeg. La-harag is chaver ha-shalach ha-vadev ragu kol echad me'el shofichdom v'oven ha-riga b'yado. Mamish, the Rambam says that oven ha-riga b'yado. He's a shofech damim in Avon Hariga b'yado. V'chayv misa l'shamayim, v'ein ben misas beis din. But when he sends, he hires somebody to kill somebody else, or he sends his eved, So then it's Avon Hariga. Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph says, "V'hadis sani." That we learned in a Braisa. Ha'omer l'shlucho. One says to his agent, "Say harug es hanefesh, go and kill a certain person." Hu chayev v'sholchav pater. He who actually kills the person, i.e., the agent, is chayev, while the one that sent him is pater, is exempt. Shamay azakinam rishum chagay anavi. Shamay says in the name of Chagay anavi, sholchav chayev. The one that sent him is liable for the murder. Shenamar. Also harakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. You have killed him with the sword of the Amon. Of Amon. This is talking about the incident of Bathsheba, who's the wife of Uriachiti. And David sends him back to the front, where he'd almost be killed. And then Nasan Anavi tells David, also harakta, you killed. Even though the Amon did it, but you're responsible for it. So this Shammai takes to mean that even if you send, my time of the Shammai Hazakin, what's Shammai Hazakin's reason? Aye, we have a rule that the Gemara learned earlier, Ben Shlich Hadvar Avera, Kasavish Neksuv Maboim Keachod Malamdin. Shammai holds that two psukim that teach one thing do teach. So therefore we have Tzvicha Mechira and Me'ila to tell us that Yeshliach L'dvar Aveira and V'hu Ahu Lo Darish, and he doesn't expound the Torah's usage of the word hahu with the extra hey. And so therefore Shammai derives from the precedent of Me'ila and Tzvicha and Mechira that generally we do have shlichus for Dvar Avera, and he doesn't expound hahu to reject the shlichus. So it emerges then that Shammai holds that yesh liachot dvar avera. The Gemara suggests another possibility. V'iba yiseima l'olam darish. Really, Shammai does learn the extra hey. If rain shliachot dvar avera, my chayev. What does he mean when he says the sender is chayev? Chayev v'dinei Shammai. Not b'dinei Adam, but b'dinei Shemaim. Chalal Tanakama Savra b'dinei Shemaim Nami Pater. Is this to imply that Tanakama the Braisa, who says that he's Pater, holds that he's even Pater b'dinei Shemaim? That's inconceivable that someone's Pater b'dinei Shemaim when he sends someone to kill someone else. So the Gemara says that we don't have to understand that Tanakama is taking such an extreme position. So what's the argument between them? Eladina Rabba, Eladina Zute, Kabinai. The difference between the Tanakama and Shammai Hazakin is whether the sender is subject to Dina Rabbah, a judgment of greater magnitude, Minishamayim, or a judgment of lesser magnitude. According to Shammai, the liability of the Mishaleach is great, and therefore that's why he says Chayiv, and the Tanakhama holds that it's less so. In the Sefer Hechelei Shein, Simon Yud, he says that if somebody is Omer, if he tells someone to kill someone else, he's Chayiv B'dina Zuta. He has a smaller judgment, like a Goreim. A Socher is a more strict judgment, that's Dina Rabbi Keose. And that's what the Rambam meant when he used the lashon of Avon Hariga Biyado. In other words, there's even a Din Shamayim Ba'omer, but that Din Shamayim is only Kegorein. But a Socher, a Chiyuv is Mamish Ke'oseh. That's why the Rambam talks about a Socher. Because in order for him to have Avon Hariga Biyado, he needs some sort of Maisa. So therefore he has to be Socher. But just Omer, it's Dina Zuta. With that he can answer the Kasha of the Shachin Choshen Mishpat Simen Lamed Beis Yifkat Gimel. Look there in the Chedush Arim. The Ramban writes in Bereish Islam, it's Zayin Chavov, Vinei Ruvain Lomad Mehem, Shelo Yishpuchu Dam Biyadam, Avay Ashlichu Bavor Viyam Limed Lehem, Shelo Yishpuchu Dam Biyadam, Avay Ashlichu Bavor Viyam Usham, Shein Onesh Hagorim, Konesh Shofer Dam. So Ruvain said to throw him in the pit, and then comes Yehuda, because the Gorim isn't like actually spilling the blood. Yehuda says, this is also murder, as if we did it. It's really true. They're both right. Ruvain said to do something that is less severe, and then Yehuda said that it's more severe. As if they just would have done, from reading the Ramban correctly, what Ruvain said, it would have been a Dina Zuta. According to Ruvain. And then Yehuda said, no, by throwing him in the pit, it's Dina Rabba. That's the difference between them, like we had in the Gemara, between Shammai and the Tanakhama. Is it Dina Rabba or Dina Zuta? So Reuven was telling him to go with the Dina Zuta, and Yehuda said, no, it's Dina Rabba. So if for a Jew, a person's chayav misa b'dei shamayim b'dina rabba, as if he did it, and that's how the Rambam paskins, avon hariga b'yada. So a guy is going to be killed. So this person, this Eichmann Yechmach Shemo, even if he didn't do it biyad, but the very fact that he sent others, so that's Dina Rava, and that's Keose, like the Rambam Paskins, Avon Hariga Biyado, and the Mele, the guy is going to be Chayv Misi B'dei Shemaim, the guy Chayv Misi B'dei Adam, we have to carry out the punishment. Should note that there is a Mishnah Lamelech and there in the Rambam that a lot of people discuss Perek Beis Milchus Rotzeach, the name of the Ritva, the Dafka Socher Larug, they did a Maisa or Avadim that are Schurim Lo, only then Avon Hariga B'yado. But if it's Dam Dibur, he's not even Chayv B'dinei Shemayim. So if B'dibur is not Chayv B'dinei Shemayim, then a Ben Noach would be Nerag. However, Rav Avram Yitzchenov, in his Sefer Schusad Avram, asks on this, he says, Rambam paskins that Bnei Noach were killed because they didn't do din, like in the Mice of Shechem. So, Ben Noach that commanded his friend to kill somebody else, certainly going to be killed. If they're guilty, and they're Chayiv Misa, just by being passive and not doing din, certainly, somebody actively goes ahead and says to kill him, they're certainly chayav. So, there is ample place to carry out the punishment against Eichmann. And in the Sefer Tznif Melucha, that we've been basing ourselves upon. So Rav Neria Zichrono Livracha continues discussing this issue. Maybe we will continue with him, maybe we won't, but everybody can look it up themselves in the Sefer in Beit Psachia, and we should be Zoche Lumod Ulamid Lishma Balasas, and to see Bekarov, the Malchus of Hashem, who call our Risha Kula Kosh and Tichle, Kisavir, Memshel, Zodim, and Haaretz. Amen, V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.